right, welcome to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is 101.5 UMFM. And as you probably guessed from that song, we're doing a surf episode this week. Yeah, get ready to break out the boards and ride the waves. And I don't know, what are the surf slangs of the day? So that was a band out of Budapest, Hungary that started the show off. They're called Gurushmas, and that was their version of Dick Dale's Mizzard Lou, which in itself is actually a version of a Middle Eastern folk song. That was off of an album called Translate Your Filter. And interesting version of that. I really dig it. So next up, we're gonna go to the heart of Surfland, the Canadian prairies, with a band out of Calgary called Huevos Rancheros. This is a song from their Mint Records album, Get Out of Dodge. This is What a Way to Run a Railroad on Assorted Hour, the Surftastic Extravaganza episode on 101.5 UMFM. All right, welcome back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, and we're doing a surf episode this week. If the last set didn't give that away, we just finished off there with a local band out of Winnipeg called Matt Monsoon and the Riff Riders. That was a track called Same Song from their album Ride in the Riff, featuring the amazing Grant Siemens on guitar. This guy can do anything. He's fantastic, fantastic guitar player. The Gnarly Ones before that, with a track called Devil's Wave off their self-titled EP, featuring some amazing saxophone. That track would fit perfectly on a Pulp Fiction soundtrack or something like that. The Great Shaken Fevers from Saskatoon before that, with Vena Contracta. That was from their album Loud and Lonely. Snuff before that with Dirty Old Legend from their Chalks Away EP. Not the type of band you would expect to play surf music, but, they gave it all. And also another song featuring some incredible saxophone work. And we started the set off with Huevos Rancheros. The track was called What a Way to Run a Railroad. All right, so coming up next, we're going to hear some face-melting surf music from around the globe. We're going to start it off from the swamps of Italy with a band called Destroy All Gondolas. This is Apocalypse Domini on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM, Surftastic Extravaganza episode. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Wow, what an amazing set that was. It truly melted my face. We just heard Swami John Rhys and The Blind Sheikh. That was Seesaw off of Modern Surf Classics. Space Guards before that from Amsterdam. That was a track called Chase off their album Multivision. Threesome out of Belgrade, Serbia. That was a track called Raked Over from their album Adriatica. And we started the set off with Destroy All Gondolas. The track was called Apocalypse Domini off of their album Laguna di Setana. All right, coming up next year, I want to play a set of less traditional type of surf music. I don't know what exactly that means, but this stuff, I guess, doesn't fit the template that a lot of people would think of as surf. But for me, yeah, it still is. We're going to start it off with the Monomen out of Seattle. This is a track called Reptile on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. This is the Surftastic Extravaganza episode. We just heard Antares out of Italy there. That was a track called Solaris off their album Astrophobia. The Del Toros from Eindhoven, Holland. That was a track called Silver Dust 78 from a split 7-inch they did with Phantom 4 and the Arguido. Forbidden Dimension before that with a track called Madam, Your Grave is Ready from their album Somebody Down There Likes Me. And we started it off with the Monomen, Reptile off Stop Dragging Me Down off their Estrus album released in 1990. Estrus, a great, great label if you like the surf music, that's for sure. They pretty much specialized in garage and surf rock. So coming up next, I'm going to play a set of Astro Surf, which really it was pioneered back in the early 90s by Man or Astro Man, who were in turn influenced by 60s bands like The Ventures and The Spotniks, which were this weird, I think they were a Swedish group and they played in like spacesuits. So you can kind of get where Man or Astro Man came from there. But yeah, Man or Astro Man themselves have really spawned this whole astro surf subgenre, if you want to call it, and so many bands out there that were influenced by them. We're going to start it off with the band out of Bordeaux, France. This is Arnaud de Sia and the Clockwork Wizards with a track called Diable au Corps on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
final flutter on my unit. We'll be right back.
right, welcome back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. This is the Surftastic Extravaganza episode. And we just heard a set of Astro Surf with Man or Astro Man finishing it off there. A track was called DNI off of their amazing album Experiment Zero. Well, they're actually all amazing. You really can't go wrong with Man or Astro Man. Ray Daytona and the Goo Goo Bombos before that out of Italy. That was a track called High Pressure Liquid Chromatography off their album Fasten Seatbelt. The Surfadelics out of Winnipeg with a track called Flux Capacitor. That was from a compilation CD called Winnipeg Riot, put out by a California-based label, Dionysus Records. The Amino Acids were before that. The track was called Coaxial Flutter. That was from their album Theme from the Slack Hole. Those guys out of Detroit. And we started it off with Arno Decia and the Clockwork Wizards with Diable au Corps from their split 7-inch with the Orions. So next up, I want to play, I guess we're going to mellow it out a bit here with some, I guess, maybe more traditional surf, if you want to say that. I don't think anything I've played so far really fits that category yet, but Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, you know, they pretty much do that. We're going to hear something off of their Savvy Showstoppers album, which was a collection of 7-inches. This is Zombie Compromise on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back.
right, welcome back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. This is the Surftastic Extravaganza episode. And we just heard the Sadies with Flat Creek from their album Pure Diamond Gold. James and the Ultrasounds before that with Sidewalk Soup from their recent album None of the Above. The Catamounts out of Winnipeg with The Wedge from their album Saint Nuwapmatek, which is really just Catamounts backwards. And Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet started the set off with Zombie Compromise. So I want to finish the show off with a cover of someone who is not necessarily categorized in the whole surf rock genre, but had a huge influence on it. And coincidentally, it was his birthday on Saturday. Link Wray, I think he would have been 90 or 91, something like that, really spearheaded the whole instrumental rock and roll thing, which really influenced the likes of Link Wray and whatnot. And this, his most famous song was Rumble, which the royalties his estate, I guess, must collect on that song, it must be phenomenal because it's in so many movies. And interestingly, it's notorious for being the only instrumental song ever banned on U.S. radio. So we're going to hear a version by Inger Lohr done live at the Viper Room. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. I've been your host, Jeremy Rancid, and this is Rumble.